This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This message is brought to you by Abercrombie & Fitch. I've been ready for summer for a while, and now it's finally time for summer outfits. With a trip coming up, the A&F Vacation Shop has me covered. Abercrombie really knows how to do a lightweight outfit. Their tees, sweater polos, and linen blend shorts never miss. I wear Abercrombie denim year-round. Their shorts are no different and have the comfort I need for summer. Prep for your next trip with the A&F Vacation Shop. Get their newest arrivals in-store, online, and in the app.
Some guy walks up to me. He says to me,
"This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Aren't you Susie Schuster's husband?"
No.
With guest host, Susie Schuster.
Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. I love this rivalry.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
First of all, it's not a rivalry. Not when you lose about 35. Caitlin Clark is in a different level.
Earlier on the show, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Coming up, MLB Network analyst, Kevin Millar. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
Hour number three on the way. Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen, who's taking off just a couple days to hit the links. Not well. Not going to lie. Not well. But that's all right. He's trying. Somebody stopped me at the farmer's market on Sunday and said that, first of all, said, "I love what the football," and I said, "So glad to hear it," because Amy Trask will be here to tape it after the show. Mike Florio will be on with us. And then he said, "I love how you always have Rich's back." And I thought, "Do I?
Do you?
Chris, how are you?"
Susie, I'm great. Great to see you.
I'm great today. I'm really good today. Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah. You didn't ask, but I'm going to tell you.
Was it the martini last night? Is that what it was?
A crystalline ice cold.
What does it even mean?
Crystalline tequila. It's a kind of tequila.
Oh, got it.
Ice cold with muddled mint and orange. Fantastic.
Margarita or martini?
Martini.
Oh, wow.
What?
Tequila martini.
I didn't know that even existed.
That's what I just said.
I know. It was awesome. I had one. I never have more than one. I'm a control freak. Didn't know if you knew that about me. Weird. Yeah, but it was ice cold and it was fantastic. It was real.
Shaken,
and
not stirred.
It was spectacular. It was shaken.
Not stirred.
Shaken.
No, never stirred.
No.
That's anathema. Hi, Mikey.
How you doing?
TJ, how are you?
I'm swell.
I have a surprise coming in this hour.
Oh, yeah? Halle Berry?
I got a post.
Did you see her post the other day?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Selma Hayek?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Where it was just like, "Hey, yeah. I'm about
it's
to
Mother's Day and
do the thing and try this out. Yeah. Bye, what? Everybody."
Yeah, that was.
And what was it about it in particular,
it
Chris? What
of,
did
it
you
was
notice
on
in the
Mother's
post?
Day.
It was a type of
stuff
like a thing that you would, I guess, put on.
I don't think we need to say anymore.
I'm sorry. Could you elaborate?
Please don't.
Hold on.
I can't.
We're a family show.
What are you trying to say, TJ?
I'm just saying a good night, I'm assuming, was had by all.
I got to imagine.
I would imagine.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for that update. You did miss Rakia Jackson in the studio when we had her here for the Spark Women's Sports Now.
I was out of town
on Roku Channel. And I got to tell you something.
We were in Green Bay.
Yeah. That was Green Bay.
I mean, you would have passed out.
I mean, I've actually seen Halle in person, so I think I could.
And did you pass out?
No, but my knees did shake. That is a very true story.
She waved to me at the Oscars once.
How'd that go for you?
Well, I was with Ed Reed, and we were both kind of like, blah, 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 blah. Did she just wave at us?
I miss the ball hog. Let's get Ed Reed on the show next time I'm here. I love talking to him. He's one of my very, very favorites.
Call him right now. I bet you the answer. Everybody answers for you.
Not everybody. Not everybody. Charles Barkley has not answered the phone for me in some time, and I'm really hurt. I'm actually hurt. Like, Charles, I've known you forever. Answer the phone. Like,
I can't believe it.
And then I'm doubling down, like, I'm going to keep calling until he answers the phone.
Well, that's,
and then he's going to be like, "Susie, you are driving me insane."
Right. Yeah. Rich Eisen. Oh, that's Susie Eisen Hilton.
I know.
You don't take no for an answer.
I don't do sometimes well with
a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
I was trying to be nice.
It's a lot. A lot. No, really rubs me the wrong way. It's a bummer. Whatever.
Well, if you had, if
nobody rubs you the wrong way.
If you had what Halle Berry was promoting.
Shots fired, Brogman. Hold on. Let me just bring that mirror over here to you. All right.
Call back.
God. I mean, I survived working at Fox with all the Playboy Playmates only to have you send the dagger in my direction.
I didn't do anything.
All right. 844-204.
Susie.
Rich is the number to call.
Glasses were only on for like a half a second.
Give
there,
him a piece of his. What? Can you stand this jerk? 844-204-RICH is the number to call. I will take all of your calls because you know I will. Win-loss
game.
Let's do a Detroit one before we keep moving on to poor Kevin Malai. I hope he's not listening to this right now. Randy in Sarasota, Florida.
Randy.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, dear?
I'm just trying to sit here while Brockman is just saying nasty things over in the corner, but whatever. Hi, Randy. Ready to go?
Well, first I want to say... I love you on the show. You're much more aesthetically pleasing than your husband. Well, also want to say what up to Chris and to TJ and to Mike. And
hey,
how is everybody doing? And yes,
Randy.
I am ready to go.
Randy, I love that you came ready to go. Let's go. Week one at the Packers.
W.
Week two, home for the Bears.
Easy dub.
Ooh,
week three,
easy,
Monday
easy.
Night at the Ravens.
Probably losing that one.
Wow. Week four, home for the Browns.
Oh, easy dub.
Week five at the Bengals.
I like that. We're going to lose that game, but we will get revenge in the Super Bowl against them.
Oh, it's calling a shot.
Nice
shot.
Call. That's the first time. I like it. If you're going to do win-loss, like, go out on a limb here.
Let's
I like
go,
it.
Randy.
Take your stand. Week six at the Chiefs.
I wouldn't be surprised if we lost that game. Ooh. I'll give us an L there.
3-3.
All right. Monday night at home, week seven against the Bucks.
Oh, we're easy dub.
All right, after the bye, week nine, easy Vikings dub. At home.
Dub, for sure. Sorry, JJ.
All right, week 10 at the Commanders.
Dub, we're getting revenge for last year's playoffs.
6-3.
I hear you. Week 11 at the Eagles.
Well, if you would have liked the Philly cheesesteak a little bit more yesterday, I would have said dub, but I'm going to say L.
Yeah, but Randy, the bread wasn't toasted. And
well, that was Stephen A's take on it. It doesn't always have to be toasted.
He wanted a little mayo.
Can it be
in
soft?
There too.
Mayo. Mayo on top of the cheese.
Yeah. And ketchup. He wanted mayo and ketchup.
Ketchup.
Yeah, I don't know about ketchup.
Ketchup I get.
That doesn't sound very good, you guys.
I like a little A1 on mine. Yeah, I'm saying just a little
bit. A1.
No. It all sounds awful.
We're 6-4, week 12.
We are week 12, home for the Giants.
Dub, easy.
Week 13, Green Bay Packers on Thanksgiving.
We're sweeping the division, so that's a dub as well.
Oh, I like it.
Sweeping the division.
Indeed. All right, week 14, Cowboys on a Thursday.
Sorry, TJ. That's an easy dub.
Whoa, come on,
Randy. You're not wrong.
9-4.
Week 15 at the Rams.
Whose house?
No, Stafford gets us here, but we get them back in the playoffs.
Okay.
Wow. Week 16, Steelers at home.
I hope Aaron Rodgers is playing for Pittsburgh so we can beat the crap out of him.
10-5.
Week 17, Vikings on a Thursday.
I said we're sweeping the division.
Yeah,
so
you did.
The last 2 weeks are done.
11-5.
Week 18 at the Bears. Mm-hmm.
They might be better than they were in week two, but they're still not going to beat us, especially, no.
So 12-5, so that is probably not the one seed. But you're going to the Super Bowl to face Cincinnati, yeah?
We're going to beat the Rams in the playoffs. We're going to beat Philly in overtime in the playoffs. And then we're going to beat Cincinnati in the Super Bowl.
Oh, I love it. Boom. All right. All right.
So
all right.
Oh, so that is one seed. So you're saying one seed for the Lions then?
I'm thinking did I say 12-5?
Yeah, you said 12-5.
Yeah, you got 12-5.
I had Baltimore, I had Cincinnati, KC, and Rams. That's only four, my friend.
Ooh. Okay. If that's what you say, I was counting five.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. I said Philly as well.
Yeah.
You're right. My bad.
You're good.
All good.
You're good.
I
thanks,
don't count, brother. So I wouldn't know. So I just kind of, I just read
Randy, I hope you're right. That'll be a really fun Super Bowl.
Even though it's right there in front
of you. And if you're right, keep the date. And we'll send you a Rich Eisen show mug. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's an award, a reward coming if you were right on this.
Beating the Rams and then calling the Eagles overtime.
Hey, Randy, thanks for the call. I love it when people think we have tickets. Like, hey, do you have two extra tickets? Like, there's not a chance I have two extra tickets.
Yeah, I got a ticket tree in the studio.
Yeah, by the way, I'm printing them in the back.
I really wish we did have it like that.
Shoot, could you imagine?
I mean, can you imagine if it's like as simple as, sure, you want four, no problem.
Gotcha. Oh, and I would hook everybody up.
Also, I mean, I get asked for tickets by the weirdest people. Like, I'll go to the dry cleaners and they're like, can I get tickets to the Super Bowl? I'm like, I don't know, can you?
The dry cleaner.
I have no idea. I mean, like, I've had the weirdest people ask me for ticket hookups. And I say the same thing every year. What's that you say? I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Super Bowl tickets. No, thank you.
I don't know you, man.
I will say the cool thing was when I did cover the Lakers, they would give you tickets. They would give you tickets to, like, go to games. I'm working every game, so I would basically hand them out like Rich's father, God bless him, used to hand out Rich's baseball card. Remember Rich had a baseball card for a while?
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
And instead of giving the valet a tip, he would give him a baseball card. And I said, Joel, I'm like, I think they'd rather have the $5. Whatever. Kevin Millar's coming up. We're going to talk to him about a little bit. You can't, again, we said this before, you can't say Millar without Millar.
Kevin Millar is on.
Kevin Millar's coming up.
His name doesn't have an R in it.
No, it doesn't have an R. But before that, Bill Callahan's been chatting. Brian Callahan's been chatting. Bill's, I'm dating myself.
Chatting. Isn't he the
Bill
line coach?
Bill could be chatting, yeah.
For his son, yeah.
He was the coach in Nebraska when I was doing ABC Sports. So
he was also the Raiders head coach when they went to the Super Bowl.
I know. But I'm just saying that I don't always pay attention.
No, it's fine.
Right.
He also made auto parts for Tommy Boy. Oh, wait a minute. No, that was Devin Callahan.
Oh, my God. Well, this is what he had to say about his quarterbacks right now.
I've been pleased with their demeanor and their approach. Will's done a really nice job of getting better at things he needed to get better at. I felt really pretty good about his offseason work and how he's come back. Bless you. Cam has done a really nice job of integrating himself. And a lot of that is just knowing the play call, being able to spit it out in the huddle, having the tempo, getting familiar with the receivers and what the words mean and how to call it and how your snap count sounds. All of that stuff has been really well done on his part. So they've both done a really nice job getting up to speed where they needed to. You know, both had different things that they're trying to get accomplished. But I'm happy with where that's at.
Yeah, but he went on to talk about how pleased he is with Ward's development after seeing Levis for a year.
You look back on the way, you know, everything happened with Levis, just, hey, he's the quarterback, he's the starter. Do you look back on that, and does that influence how you're handling Cam Ward this year?
Yeah, I think we're all parts of, you know, our experiences lead us to how we operate. And you live and you learn through some of them. You make adjustments, you grow, you do things differently. And certainly there's parts of that, you know, I learned lessons in, and I've learned to move forward. And then you try to grow and do it better the next time. You know, I think that's everybody's goal, coaches, players. I think humans in general try to do that. So, yeah, there's definitely parts of that I think we could have done a better job. And our job is to do it better the next time. And so that's where we're at.
First of all, I like the fact that he stopped and said, God bless you, in the middle of the interview.
That was nice.
Class act there. Second of all, cue somebody saying, get her off the air. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Bill, Brian, I mean, come on, guys. I mean, there are times where I'll flip names and I realize, like, oh, yeah, I did that.
Coach.
Coach is always the best way to go.
Right? It's easy.
Coach is always the best way to go.
Hey, man. Good
there he
you.
Is.
Hey, guys.
There he
hey,
is.
Hey, you.
Or that Tiger Woods meme. Like, what's up, big dog?
Big dog.
I love a good big dog.
Hey, big guy. Then you followed up with, you look amazing.
Where like, you been?
Oh, how are you?
Isn't this a good-looking table of ladies?
How are you ladies doing this evening?
Want another martini?
Oh, my God, nothing sadder than a group of old ladies at a table. Like, we look great. Well, thank you.
Oh, thank you. I just threw something together.
Yeah, exactly.
This old thing?
Oh, my God, so funny. So funny. Had to be there. apparently.
No, I mean, I got it.
I mean, not the visual. I got a very vivid picture.
Guys, listen, when you go out for dinner for a friend's birthday and
booth, a regular table, back room, what was the sitch?
So we were in a regular table.
All right, we were in a regular table.
I walked in. I was like, wait, what? We were in a regular table.
No one knew, like cheesesteak.
There was not a cheesesteak to be had.
I bet.
But yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, a couple people said that we look good.
Maybe you guys did look good. I know there's a picture.
There is a picture.
Well, let's see it.
It's on my phone.
All right, well.
Turn my phone off. Maybe I'll find it. Maybe I won't.
Yeah, because it's that far back in your photo album from last night. You took 3,000 pictures since then. So we all know
that if I like the picture of me, I already have it on the show.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, too.
Right?
As someone who's taken hundreds of pictures of you on this set, I know this, yes.
Oh, my God. TJ's like, what do you think? I'm like, nope, take it again. What? Nope, take it again. What? Nope.
I literally took the same picture of Susie once 15 times, and I have it on my phone. I ended up deleting all of them.
Welcome to Rich's hell. I'm just saying. But there's nothing better than, like, I'm just saying this to all of you out there listening. If you see a group of girls, they're all out for dinner, girls, women, whatever.
Leave them alone.
Yeah. Go up and say you guys look great. And no, just tell the golden girls they look good.
We're told that we shouldn't do that because it's creepy. Like, do we say it? Do we not say
Absolutely.
It? All right. Well.
Oh, I'm not woke when it comes to this. Are you kidding me?
Did you say woke?
Yeah, when it comes to that.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm okay to, like, if...
I don't think that's the definition.
Well, in a lot of ways there are, TJ. Tomato, tomato. I'm just saying, if someone's going to say you look nice, I'm not going to be like, you can't tell me that. I'll be like, thank you.
Well,
and another martini.
Wish they all were like you, then.
I know. That's what I hear every day. I wish they were just like you. Not very much. Anyway, 844-204-RICH is the number to call. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Kevin Millar, if he's still here, if we haven't scared him away yet. He's like, what the heck is happening at Rich's show?
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available Blind Spot View Monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. In the NFL, there's zero margin for error. As we all know, one single mistake can change the outcome of a game, a season, livelihoods, my goodness. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number knows all of that and makes it their mission to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And thus, you get a Sleep Number bed, you get the same exact thing. I feel it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it does make the world of difference because you can adjust your bed's firmness on your side differently than the other. And after working out for recovery, it's game-changing. That's just one of the things that makes a Sleep Number bed so awesome. It's why 95% of Rams players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can use your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss.
After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILLY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
You know, just watching the Old Century team, to me, was great.
That was unbelievable.
I remember Hank Aaron coming over and wanting to shake my hand. And that, to me, that was like, oh, my God, this is it. But it got even better. Because after the game, I knew what I could do. I was facing those guys during that era. Mm-hmm. What I was able to do and have Ted Williams come, bring me over to his suite where he was, actually, there's a little video, I don't know where it is, the Red Sox have it, where he says, you one hell of a pitcher. And he took my hand and he signed the program. And that was pretty much my trophy. That capped it up. Just being part of the most unique All-Star game that I can think of, have the Old Century players, something we might not see in this lifetime, is probably the most amazing gift I could ever get in an All-Star game. Forget about the strikeouts, forget about the performance. An All-Star game like that deserves that and probably even better.
Because I just remember that after the All-Century team had been announced and then the players had been announced, I'm assuming you're warming up in the bullpen? Is that where you were?
It was always delayed. Remember how everybody mobbed over?
Well, that was Williams.
I was already... And you know, walk into the bullpen, but okay. It was so delayed because everybody wanted to hug Ted Williams that I had to actually hold myself from pitching, something I did not like. And if it was in a regular game, I'd be pissed. I'd be really angry at everybody, TV and everybody. But
right. It
was the Old Century team. It was dedicated to Ted Williams. To me, it was an honor to just be part of anything that happened that day.
We were there then. That was an incredible memory. I can't remember if we were friends then or dating back then, but we were there together. It's pretty great.
Wait,
and Pedro?
Friends?
Yeah. Oh, you and Rich.
Oh, friends.
Interesting. Okay.
Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen. Kevin Millar joins us right now, World Series champ and MLB Network analyst. So happy to have you on. And my question right away is, when you're in Boston, how bored are you when people are like, Kevin Millar? Like, you're like, I have an R at the end. Is it like overwhelming?
You know what it is? It's literally like family. I mean, Boston's such a small city. You know, I grew up a Dodger fan my whole life. And listening to Vin Scully, then you get a chance to play for the Red Sox. You're like, whoa, this East Coast baseball is real. You know, and then the fans and the generations of just from the elderly all the way down to mom and dad to the kids. Like, it's pretty awesome just to, you know, they just love the Red Sox. They look forward for the Red Sox, and it's always been that rivalry. And you know, I always joke around, it wasn't that big of a rivalry when the Yankees had 27 rings to our zero.
No kidding.
But it's a special thing.
Kids in New England learn how to spell Yastrzemski before cat. Like, that's how we're brought up.
You're exactly right.
It's so true. No one ever hit more line drive rockets down the left in Fenway than you did. How come that was the case?
You know, it's funny. I was... Before I went to Fenway after the 0-2 season, so 2001, 2002, I back-to-back 300 years with the Marlins, and we played in Pro Player Stadium, which the football stadium was 435, you know, in the gaps, and it was big, 385 to the right center. So, you know, you're more gap-to-gap, more doubles, better hitter. I get to Fenway Park in 03, and I'm like, it's 308 to left, and when you have this big green monster that looks like it's literally 200 feet away, you start being a pull hitter quick. Mm-hmm. And that hip starts flying out, and you're trying to hit a homer every time. It's probably not the right way to hit.
You know, we were talking about Juan Soto earlier and about him gazing at the ball as it hit the monster came down. He ended up at first. What were your thoughts on him and about his so-called lack of hustle to first?
Yeah, you got to know that he knows that Fenway, you know, you have the monster and you can hit some hard line drives and it's a single anyways. That situation, he obviously thought he got it. Listen, it's not that hard. I always talk about to my kids. I have a senior in high school and, you know, a freshman that's a junior college. And I said, respect 90 feet at all times. And that's always been my motto. I don't know why and when we get too cool, we get too rich, we get too awesome. I don't know what it is, but just respect 90 feet. You're never going to go wrong by hustling and respecting 90 feet. And I think that's the biggest thing. So you might get embarrassed here and there. And he obviously thought he hit a home run. Next thing you know, he's a single and he came out of a bad series with New York. So then it becomes this like scene, but it's all over hustle.
Right.
The result's the result.
But I think there are some guys where they just feel it coming off the bat. We mentioned Ken Griffey Jr., who I covered back in the day. And, you know, watching the ball go off his bat, you kind of knew it was gone. And he used to stare. He used to stop and admire a lot. But what did it feel like when the ball came off your bat? Did you know when you were gonna cruise it over? Could you feel it?
Yeah. It is like the sweetest feeling you can have as a position player, as just to get in that hitter's count or whatever breaking ball was hanging, and you take your swing, and it's basically the perfect spot to hit the baseball where the bat's coming through, right? So we always talk about letting it travel, stay on the baseball, get that ball back, because your power is more center of your body, maybe a tick out front. But we sometimes as hitters want to go chase that ball, and then everything's off the end. But there's not a better feeling. You know it, especially at Fenway. You just feel the fans stand up, and then when that umpire at first base does this, you almost kind of black out. You're on cloud nine. It's just a great feeling. And, you know, it's a hard game. We fail a lot as hitters.
It's a great game to teach kids just for that exact reason. What's the one player, who's the one player you played with that if you were building a franchise, you'd start with?
You know, it's fascinating because David Ortiz was non-tender just like I was and just like Todd Walker was and just like Billy Miller was, who won a batting title in 2003. And we all came in as non-tendered players, right? You know, good players, but kind of all the same. First basemen were like 20 home runs, 275 hitters, and Billy and Todd had some success. But nothing like we end up having in Fenway. And David Ortiz, to watch him turn into the greatest DH in the history of this game, in my opinion, and get these magnificent home runs and big RBIs. And when you're down, like his numbers, sometimes there's numbers out there that are a little inflated. His numbers were like big RBIs. If he drove in 130 RBIs, it felt like 122 of them we needed. We're down by two in the seventh and three-run home run. So he had the ability to hit great pitching, and to watch him go from a really good hitter to a Hall of Fame player in those 3 years and turn into Big Poppy, he'd be a dude I would start because we need to score runs, and there was nobody better under the gun than Big Poppy.
Yeah, Kevin, we got a great season going on this year so far. Which division race stands out to you so far? Is it the NL West? Is it the AL Central? What's the best division in baseball right now?
It's awesome to watch the parity, right? We got the West Dodgers come in with all the hype, spend almost close to $2 billion, and everybody's like, oh, my God. And then the Padres get off to this unbelievable start at home. Don't lose a game after 12 games there. They went 12-0, I believe. Giants jump out and are way better than people gave them credit for. Arizona's going to be good because Lavello and the addition of Corbin Burns. So that's a very interesting division. So I think that's the most intriguing, you know, division. You could sit here and say, are Oakland the real deal? They sure do look like it. Mark Kotze has that team playing way better than they were the last couple of years. New stadium, smaller park, score some runs. They always have some arms. That's going to be a fun one to watch because the Astros kind of have been the mainstay. But that American League Central, when you look at the Twins and you're thinking, man, they're about done. Something's weird there. And then they go off and run off 13 in a row, get right back in this thing. The Royals are built to win now. I think they're tired of hearing, you know, they're rebuilding and they have the best player in baseball and Bobby Witt at the, you know, I think what they did last year built confidence. And then you have the job that Stephen Vogt's done with the Guardians since the day that Tony left. I mean, I called my boy Francona Tony when he left to step in and do that job. That division with Detroit, you know, best record in baseball. Who had that on the map?
Yeah, nobody saw that coming.
No, that might be the division to watch all year because you got four teams that are going to battle it out, and Detroit's real.
What's going on with Boston? I mean, geez.
I was just going to go there. I was
going to say, what is going on with Trevor Story? Well, then, and Rafi gets off to the terrible start, and now he's been in on absolute tear, but he doesn't want to play first base. They changed his position already in the offseason. Then you got the young kids absolutely tearing up AAA, but there seemingly isn't a spot on the roster for them, but they're too good to just not have them on the team. So what's going on there?
Yeah, I think the whole bottom line was Rafi probably had his feelings hurt a little bit early on with the Bregman sign, the sign late. Now, okay, it's going to get weird. Is Bregman playing second base? Right. Rafi's a third baseman, comes out, says that's my position. We all know that Bregman is an elite third baseman defender.
Yeah.
And period, end of story. And then Devers, who has worked his butt off to become a good third baseman, but is at the bottom of the food chain with the defensive metrics. Mm-hmm. So it's just for the team stuff. So you're asked to DH. He gets off to a miserable start, like literally struck out 14 of his first 20 at bats, it felt like.
Yeah.
And it was like, what happened? But he didn't play much in camp, was a little out of shape. Fine, he gets going. But now the first base happens. Tristan Casas blows his knee out for the entire year. I don't understand what's so hard to go play if a coach or an organization asks you to go play somewhere. Mm-hmm. I had to play right field. I didn't have speed or arm strength when I was up the Florida Marlins. Yes, sir. We're employees of these organizations, and you're blessed with $300 million. So this is not a free agent year where you feel that maybe they're holding you back. It's for the team.
Right.
Yoshida can't throw a baseball, can swing a bat. You got $90 million there sitting on the bench because he's got a DH, can't throw. So if you're Devers, I would just kind of like think about, it's about the boys. And once you get to that point where you just care about the boys – and you play this game to win and take out your ego and salaries, it's a fun baseball game. But right now, I just think eventually if they do need him over there, it'll happen. But right now it seems like he is, and they don't want to mess with him because he's hitting about 500, it feels like, the last 3 weeks.
Crushing.
But I just feel that it's an easy transition for him. A couple days of ground balls, go catch the baseball.
Now, Chris, you did hear that he called him Bregman, not Breggy, right? Did you hear that?
It's okay to call someone Breggy. That's his nickname. It's fine.
How do you feel about grown men calling guys they don't know by nicknames, like Breggy versus Bregman?
You know, it's funny. Baseball, it's always been kind of the lingo. It doesn't matter who calls it because usually it's your number, right? I've been 1-5 since I was in ninth grade, and so 1-5, 2-4, what's up? And Breggy. So the nicknames are – it's funny when the wives do it, I think. You know, when you hear – my wife dropped like Petey. Or if you're talking about Dustin Pedroia. So you got to kind of say, who's Petey, right? You know, if that was going to happen. But I think the nicknames are part of the game now.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little bit for me with Breggy over there, like a grown man wearing another man's jersey. Like, I don't know. Once you hit, like, once you're legal and you can go fight in a war, maybe drop the jersey, but big whatever.
What do you think about gloves? Gloves are the games if you're over 40.
Oh, my God, right? I mean, but
no gloves,
okay, if
games.
There's a kid with you, I'm okay.
Right. Right.
Now, if you're going to reach over me and get the ball out of my kid's hand because you're an adult in a glove, I'll fight you. I mean, like, I'll bring
That's
it
right.
on. I'm from Boston. I'll bring it
That's
on.
Right.
You're not better than I am. All right. What about Roman Anthony? Should they bring him up?
Well, he's a player, man. They got to have spots, right? But I think it brings an excitement when you bring up these young kids. Like Campbell got the job right away out of camp, got a five days in big leagues, got an extension because there's an excitement, there's an energy. He's in struggle bunny right now, his last 45 at bats, but he was an on-base machine and kind of gets this team going. They lose their first couple in Texas to start the year, but there's an excitement to young players and energy, especially when you're number one in MLB. So I would love to see it if the spot opens up. Maybe he's taking ground balls right now in AAA. Who knows?
Let's talk golf because you're here to talk about the 36th annual American Century Championship Tournament, Wednesday, July 9th to Sunday, July 12th. I see a lot of celebrities on here. I don't see Rich Eisen on here. And the way he's hacking right now, maybe it's a good idea they didn't put him on there. Give me three golf courses that you love the most.
I'll tell you, Trump Bedminster up in New Jersey is absolutely beautiful. As players, you know, you always land newer and go to the stadium, hotels. You get out there in Jersey, and there's some beautiful horse farm. That's a great course. Shadow Creek's my number one in Las Vegas. It is just special. It feels like if you close your eyes, you open your eyes, you wouldn't know you were in Las Vegas. You're about 25, 30 minutes off the strip. That's number one. And I played Augusta a couple of times. I'm going to tell you,
That's nice.
Is a fun,
Flex.
Fun track because there's no OB.
Flex.
You can kind of get anywhere you want. And now you see how these guys kind of, if you can putt and chip, it's a fun course.
And were the azaleas in full bloom when you played?
Oh, yeah. There's not a pine tree. It's windy. And when it drops, it feels like it disappears. It's like heaven.
Who's the best golfer you've played with?
Yeah, there's some good ones. I mean, the pitchers are always Mark Mulder, Derek Lowe. You know, when they're on, Marty Fish is probably number one that I play with as far as not a tour guy. He hits golf shots. Like the first round a few years ago, he had 10 birdies. He shot 65, 64, 5, and I'm like, I don't have that. See, I'm playing immediately to try to get into the teens with some of these guys, but there's some really good players. You know, Pavelski won it last year. The hockey player, he's got a great swing. We play together, and just watching him, because we're all amateurs, we're out of our element, but when you watch the guys that can golf, you're like, yeah, that's different.
Well, Marty, Pavel, I mean, what's a better transition that works out with golf? Baseball, tennis, or hockey?
I think hockey and baseball are probably neck and neck. Most good players are in those. Hockey, baseball, they got good hands of hockey players. Jeremy Roenick's good. You know, they're at, that's really the golf swing. You're slapping that shot. You're trying to get your left side. And baseball, you get these pitchers that they play once every 5 days. So for 4 days, they got their clubs. We're over here, ground out to shortstop, pop it up, little finger here, maybe got hit by a pitch. These guys are talking about if there's going to be a windy day out here.
Well, I can't wait to go. I haven't been before. I don't go and do the wife thing and watch my husband play because I have zero interest in watching, and also the cringe factor of, like, I'm from New England, so if it's not a great hit, like, I'm gonna walk away. I'm not gonna sit there and do the golf clap. I'm gonna be like, oh Jesus, you know. So I'm not,
you're
like
not
the most.
Say, honey.
No. I mean, he knew what he was doing when he asked me 20 something years ago. I mean,
that's right.
Again, I'm from New England. I'm not gonna be like, hey, that's great job. I'm gonna be like, oh, that sucked. Like, because, and that's the problem with golf. That's why I can't stand golf. You get one chance. I like playing tennis.
You got to play your foul balls. That's the way I was. You have to play your foul balls in golf. Where in foul ball, in baseball, you're like, I get another shot at it. Golf, you're like, drop, give me a ball. Oh. And by the way, golf balls, it's going to cost you $70. They're sometimes on a tee box.
Yeah, no
Those
kidding.
Those things are like dropping.
I said I was going to put up the bad signal to Scotty Scheffler and say, whatever the junk is that you got, take it away. Let me have it, please, so I can give it to Ridge to use up there.
Right.
Going to have to take a lot of lessons before we head up there, by the way. Before I let you go, Ohtani, what are your thoughts when you watch him play, when you watch him walk to, you know, up at bat, as you watch somebody like him, who we may never see anybody like him again?
It's truly amazing. What is amazing about him, right? We've seen some great players in this game. Barry Bonds, I mean, made the game look like Little League when I played against him. I'm like, I was just in that same batter's box, and he's sitting there and doesn't move. The way Ohtani sits, there's no movement. The hips go before the hands. You never see these out front. It's like these hips go, and he's able to drive baseballs left center like right-handed hitters. Like, he hit a ball to Dodger Stadium last year off of Cutter Crawford for the Red Sox. I'm sorry, Cutter, but it was the most unbelievable thing I've seen. Like, you're not used to going out when you see the fans and the bleachers look out of the stadium for your baseball. He's remarkable. His speed is, I mean, he's a huge guy. He's 6'4", maybe 6'5", runs like the wind. But his ability to make adjustments in the big leagues as soon as he has, and to drive the baseball foul pole to foul pole, and throw 100 with split finger when he's going to be ready to pitch. Like, there's nothing that we've ever seen.
I can't wait to see him. We're going to go to the Yankees, Dodgers. When did we say it was, TJ? Sometime next Sunday?
Not this weekend, but the following
weekend. Can't wait.
Yeah.
So excited to see it in.
Yes.
Kevin, thank you again for your time. The 36th American Century Championship Tournament begins Wednesday, July 9th through Sunday, July 13th up in Tahoe. Can't wait to see you there.
Appreciate y'all having me on.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Kevin. Be good.
All right. Thank you.
That's Kevin Millar. Oh, as we say at home,
Legend.
Kevin Millar.
Cowboy up.
Amazing.
Let's go.
And look at who's going to play here. Davante Adams, Josh Allen, Derek Carr.
Oh, yeah. I was just looking at the big list.
Baker Mayfield, yeah. Aaron Rodgers.
Heavy hitters.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see Rich on there. Ray Allen. Ray's great. Ray's a scratch golfer. Charles Barkley, Bettis, Elway, Rice, Smoltz, Annika Sorenstam. Nice. These are great people, great players. I can't wait to go.
Kevin had it wrong. Marty Fish won last year. Pavelski won 2 years ago.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Marty Fish.
Our friend Marty
so
Fish.
So talented.
Oh, he's awesome. Jack Nicklaus called him the best swing from an amateur he's ever seen.
Yeah. Well, he's incredible. Should we go to break now? Because I have a surprise for you guys. Or we want to do it now.
No.
Let's go to break. When we come back,
let's do it.
I promised you guys something special. When I talk about snacks, it starts with a P.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to learn more.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
All right, I got a little bit of the butterflies right now, I'm not going to lie, because you, Billy Bob Thornton, were the inspiration of the Rich Eisen show open at the Super Bowl in Houston, where I channeled my inner Billy Bob Thornton as your character in Friday Night Lights.
Nice.
And I'd like to play you the open right now and get your thoughts.
Okay.
Okay, let's check it out. Now, most of you have been doing this for years, so it's real simple. You've got 1 week and that's it. Y'all know me for a while, and while you've heard me talk about being perfect, I want you to understand something. To me, being perfect is not about our ratings, not about how often Del Tufo drops out my mic audio. It's about you and your relationships to your family, friends, and coworkers. Being perfect is about being able to look to the guy next to you in the eye and know you didn't let them down because you're spitting the truth. And that truth is, you did everything you could to make this show brilliant. Look each other in the eyes. Put each other in your scripts forever. Because forever is about to happen this week in Houston. Boys, my heart is full. My host chair is full. Now let's go out there and broadcast. Yeah!
You know what? That was thoroughly entertaining. Thoroughly entertaining.
Yeah?
And I'm really shocked at how much we look alike. I didn't realize that.
Well, let's take a look. I mean, obviously I needed a little bit of help, but...
It's not bad. I think you did a really good job. I mean, honestly, the only thing, if you want to pursue this as a career, is you still had a little bit of the... sportscaster voice. You know, in other words, it wasn't as human. It was more the, have you ever heard Hank Azaria or Harry Shearer do the baseball guy?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, he did this thing for me one time, and I can't do it very well, but the first time I ever heard Hank do this, and it was a long time ago,
yeah.
And he said, you know, Tom Niedenfuhr is allergic to shellfish. And he's talking about how baseball announcers, it's like an aside, you know, the game.
Yeah.
And everything's about the story. He said, so a few of the guys took him out to dinner the other night, and they buried some shrimp up under his pasta, and that's in there for strike two. And you know what I mean?
It's like I needed a toupee to look just like Billy Bob Thornton. That's bowl two outside.
Right, exactly.
So, but I've got something.
I think
saying.
You got something going. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
There is nothing more fun, though, than listening to Hank Azaria read even a menu. But Hank Azaria's, his ball call is perfect. It is legendary and it's perfect. And I really miss it.
Brockmire was hilarious.
Brockmire was amazing.
That show was great. Great character.
We got to get that back.
Yeah, we had him on. We were kind of the ones to start that, the old podcast. 14 years ago, we'd had Hank in and do that.
That's how it all started, right? Wasn't it like back in the closet at NFL Network when you guys were doing it?
Shower curtain room.
Yeah, kind of amazing.
Yeah, it was fun.
As you know, Rich and Kara Henderson love to sit there and read through menus in that same voice. And it's just like, you know, Huckleberry Compo. It's kind of fantastic.
Carne asada, Basil.
Tiramisu.
And by the way, when you start doing it, it gets really
interesting. It's really fun. The Brockmire voice
is really fun. And after a while, you're walking around talking like this all day. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, closing up shop on this, what day of the week is it? Tuesday. Yes, because after this, I get to sit with Amy Trask and do What the Football with Mike Florio. So psyched to have him on to start off the season for us. And then tomorrow we will tape a Women's Sports Now exclusively on Roku Channel. That's going to be fantastic. Looking forward to that as well. And that drops on Thursday. But first, you guys, please don't ever say I don't do anything for you, because I do a lot more than Rich does. Now, I walked in with donuts this morning because I'm nice and I was on time and I wanted like a little piece. So anyway, yesterday, just a tiny piece.
You wanted just a tiny piece
of a glazed whatever. But anyway,
wink at
so yesterday, Adam Chudwin, our call screener, very nicely, as we debated a Philly cheesesteak, and I said, I've never had one before. Ever in my life. I haven't spent that much time in Philadelphia.
Right.
Now I will go. And Cooper's like, Mom, they're amazing. They're so great. He went there last year on a school trip. And I took one look, and I'm not going to lie, guys, it didn't look very good. It didn't look very appetizing to me. And so you were like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is the greatest.
I ate the whole thing. It was great.
That doesn't, the bar's not that high.
Okay. Sorry.
Now, guys, I take food very seriously. I'm not one of those, like, you know, women who's like, oh, I want a salad. That's annoying. But you know what I really love? I love pizza. I love pizza so much I can't breathe at night. I love pizza. My favorite pizza in the world is Vito's Pizza in West Hollywood. So Vito, come on out. Come on, Grace. Come on, guys.
Whoa, 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 wh
on. It's coming.
Whoa.
In my eyes, see? There he is, Vito. Sit down. Sit down, Vito. Grace, where are you? Come on, Grace. Let's go.
My eyes see.
Pizza.
I'm waiting for that. Sit down. Come on, Grace. Oh, come on, Grace. She runs the joint, both in Santa Monica and in West Hollywood. Bring that over to you. Now, let me ask you a question.
Tremendous.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You've had a Philly cheesesteak, yeah?
Yes.
What do you think of a Philly cheesesteak?
Well, it depends on, you know, some of the, you know, the provolone, you know, which I prefer. You know, I had to make Philly cheesesteaks, as a matter of fact, for one of these movies, The Sixth Sense.
Mm.
I had to make 400 cheesesteaks. So the bread and everything comes from New Jersey.
It does.
Yes.
Yeah. Mike, you hear that?
Vito's from, you're from New Jersey, right?
I'm from Jersey.
We've talked. Yeah. That's what I actually went to Vito's before you guys were.
Oh,
you absolutely did not. That is so full of it.
Hold on. Because I got, when I was in Santa Monica, this is my 20 years ago. I remember when you guys opened. Because they were.
I opened 30 years ago.
I know, but I went.
In
like,
Santa Monica or West Hollywood?
No, West Hollywood. I know exactly where it is.
No, Santa Monica's new.
The original one.
The original one was on Vermont.
Yep.
And that was in the 90s.
The second one was.
When I had a full head of hair.
So what I. Don't say that on this show. I mean, this is the norm.
We're not allowed to talk about our hairlines.
This is the norm. What I said to the guys was, if I'm going to eat that kind of, you know, and again, with all due respect to Philadelphia, and I so appreciate the fact that you guys have the greatest cheesesteak in the world. I will get there and I will try one. I may have to gold belly it, but if I'm gonna go there, I'm gonna go with a Vito's pizza.
That's it.
So, Grace, can we bring one out?
Oh,
can we bring one out? A pizza, please. Oh, come on, Grace, you're so pretty. Come on. Somebody grab a pizza.
She brought the one that you like with mozzarella and fresh mozzarella.
Oh yeah. So let me explain this to you guys.
We call it the Susie.
Whoa.
This is special. Okay. I don't want to hear.
We bought a regular cheese pie for everybody else.
You guys,
there's five different pies.
You guys, this is so crazy.
My goodness. Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. Okay, let's open this up right here. Okay,
and it's an actual.
And if
large
you're listening
pie.
On the radio, I'm going to describe this to you. It is a whole lot of heaven because this looks. This looks like a heart attack waiting to happen, and I am here for it. Look at this, guys. Okay,
well,
ready?
You have the mozzarella, and she likes fresh mozzarella.
Go for it.
Because,
on top
because
of
why would you want just one kind of cheese?
It's
you
really
can
true.
Have both.
It's really true.
TJ, get over here and get a piece. Come.
I'm going to get some
We've
cheese in a minute.
We've been putting that on a on a different pie with pepperoni also to break it up. I know, it's so good.
I know, it's so good.
I mean, this is
not because it's ours.
This is my happy place right here.
Look, I saw that 4 in the morning. It really is.
Vito, and I'm going to eat it all.
100%.
Do it. Vito, when did you know this is what you wanted to do with your life? Like, when did you first realize, like, this is my calling?
You know, I was a mechanic. My father and mother came from Italy. Alfa Romeo brought my family from Italy to America. So, you know, my father had gas stations, body shops, and we worked in the gas station. I would come and visit my brother out here. So he would say to me,
I mean, well, why don't you come? Oh, family show.
Family show, family sorry. Show. Man, it's not good or whatever it is.
Most of it is poop, Vito. You're right.
Yeah. So then he said to me, why don't you come out here and make pizza? And then I go, what are you talking about? It's like, you know, this seems like, you know, hard to do. And he goes, you know, you're putting engines in cars. You have to remember, you know, so many nuts and bolts and whatever you're doing. He goes, once you learn, you're done. And I said, yeah, this seems a lot easier, you know. At least you don't have to work in the elements where it's hot and then it's cold and you're... So then I came out one day out of nowhere, didn't know anything. I mean, knew how to cook. And then I just opened up a pizzeria. I mean, if I knew what I knew now, I would never have done it.
No, I hear you, because it is exhausting. Now, this is a very important question in our household. Do you eat flat or do you fold?
Do I flat?
Yeah,
I fold.
You fold.
You gotta fold.
Rich said it's like if you're a New Yorker, you have to fold.
Yeah. You have to fold.
It's harder to fold, obviously, after you have a thing sitting in a box.
True, but if you fold, you eat it twice as fast, and you end up eating a lot more.
Yeah, well, how do you think I got this bag? By accident.
So what do you believe, and this is probably a loaded question, but I'll ask it anyway. Best sports food to watch an event? Let me give you this. Pizza, pizza, calzone, or Big Ziti? Start, bench, cut. That's it. Oh, thank you.
Start,
bench, cut. So do you start, do you bench, or do you cut?
Wait, what?
Pizza, calzone, or Big Ziti?
Well, I mean, it's funny because when people have parties, they order all three. Our calzones are really large. I mean, you're lucky if you can eat half of one, right? I mean, it's a lot.
Is that a challenge? I'll take it.
My calzone's as big as you.
All right, we got 90 seconds to go. Start, bench, cut. What do you think?
So I think that for me, I start out with like a Big Ziti for let them have it, then do the calzone, and then you could sit back and eat the slices as you go along.
Okay, but what's your favorite? Well, start. Like who are you going to start?
I like a calzone. I eat Big Ziti every other day.
Yeah.
It's not because I don't like it. And we have the best Big Ziti in town.
You have a really good Big Ziti. Mikey's got a good Big Ziti.
No, like I said, it's good. But it's a hard choice. It depends. I'm a person of mood. Like, what mood am I in? Even with the pizza. You know, it's like I might want a white. I might want, you know, like the Garibaldi. I brought it with jalapenos and meatballs.
Oh, meatballs.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Meatballs. So I brought that. I brought five pies. That's enough for all of you guys.
Vito, we're taking it down. Thank you, my man. Know?
That's awesome. Vito, the fact that you came down here is so awesome.
Me?
Thank you so much.
You're like our favorite person. For real. Well, I just wish we could have brought the cook, but somebody had to watch the house.
There are plenty of other times that we can have all you guys down here. Guys, thank you for taking this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Pizza for everybody. And don't say I don't do anything for you guys.
That's it. Can I leave?
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. The Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.